Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Debs Garms. Batting second. The first baseman, Jack Burns. Batting third. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Fred Schult. Batting fifth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Art Sharon. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jim Levy. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Carl Fisher. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Carl Fisher. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Marv Olson. Batting second. The right fielder, Roy Johnson. Batting third. The left fielder, Smee Jolly. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dale Alexander. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Tom Oliver. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Urbane Pickering. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Hal Rhine. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ed Connolly. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ivy Andrews. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Ivy Andrews. And now, play ball. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garms hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alexander juggles the ball. That's an error on Alexander. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Olson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Garms. The throw from Connolly and he is safe. Garms steals second. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Garms. The throw from Connolly and he is out, Pickering applying the tag. Two outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Connolly fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marv Olson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson takes first base on ball four. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Schult. Jolly reaches second base with a double. Johnson moves to third. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnson scores. Jolly scores. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Alexander moves to second. Urbane Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering strikes out. Two outs. Hal Rhine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhine hits a pop-up towards short. Levy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult takes first base on ball four. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rhine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Schult moves to second. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Schultz scores. Melillo moves to second. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Art Sharon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Melillo. The throw from Connolly and he is safe. Melillo steals third. Art Sharon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharon hits a ball on the ground towards second. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Melillo scores. Score that a fielder's choice. It's Browns, 2, Red Sox, 2. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Connolly settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ed Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly hits a fly ball into left field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ivy Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews hits a fly ball into left field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marv Olson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olson is 0-for-1 in the game. Olson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Sharon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Browns will come to bat. Benny Tate now catching. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garms is 0-for-1 in the game. Garms hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Andrews fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-1 in the game. Burns hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-1 in the game. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Olson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Johnson strikes out. One out. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Jolly hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Alexander hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-2, Red Sox. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sharon fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Urbane Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering is 0-for-1 in the game. Pickering strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Schultz hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-1 in the game. Farrell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Melillo hits a line drive into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Art Sherin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherin is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Sherin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pickering fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Browns 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein is 0-for-1 in the game. Rein hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lovey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ivy Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0-for-1 in the game. Andrews hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Burns settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0-for-1 in the game. Levy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alexander juggles the ball. That's an error on Alexander. Carl Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher is 0-for-1 in the game. Fisher strikes out. One out. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garms is 0-for-2 in the game. Garms hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tate settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lovey. The throw from Tate and he is out, Rein applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Browns 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marv Olson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olson is 0-for-2 in the game. Olson takes first base on ball 4. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Johnson strikes out. One out. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Jolly hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Garms. Jolly reaches second base with a double. Olson goes all the way around to score. It's 5-2, Red Sox. Sam Gray now pitching. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Alexander takes first base on ball 4. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Oliver hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Schult. Oliver reaches second base with a double. Jolly scores. Alexander moves to third. It's 6-2, Red Sox. Urbane Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering is 0-for-2 in the game. Pickering hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sherin fields it and throws to first for the out. Alexander scores. Oliver moves to third. Two outs. It's 7-2, Red Sox. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein is 0-for-2 in the game. Rein hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 2 in the game. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Olsen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 2 in the game. Campbell hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Fred Shult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shult is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Shult hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Farrell takes first base on ball 4. Campbell moves to second. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Melillo hits a pop-up towards first. Alexander settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Browns 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ed Grimes now playing second base. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0 for 1 in the game. Tate hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops it up and throws to first, with Gray covering, for the out. One out. Ivy Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0 for 2 in the game. Andrews hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grimes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Marv Olsen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olsen is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Olsen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Olsen moves to third. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grimes scoops it up and throws to first, with Gray covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Art Sherin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherin is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Sherin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rhine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0 for 2 in the game. Levy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Olsen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chad Kimsey pinch hits for Sam Gray. Chad Kimsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kimsey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rhine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Browns 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wally Hebert now pitching. Benny Bango now catching. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's got 1 RBI. Jolly hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 4 RBIs. Alexander hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Oliver hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Urbane Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Alexander. The throw from Bango and he is out, Grimes applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garms is 0 for 3 in the game. Garms hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 3 in the game. Burns hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Garms moves to third. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Campbell hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Schult hits a line drive into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Garms scores. Two outs. It's 7-3, Red Sox. Benny Bango is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bango hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Browns 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Urbane Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Pickering hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hebert fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein is 0 for 3 in the game. Rein hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hebert fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0 for 2 in the game. Tate hits a line drive into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. George Stumpf now playing left field. Ed Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Art Sharon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharon is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Sharon hits a fly ball into left field. Stumpf settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0 for 3 in the game. Levy hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Betancourt pinch hits for Wally Hebert. Larry Betancourt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Betancourt hits a pop-up towards short. Rein settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 7, and St. Louis Browns, 3. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.